Now it's time for Nugget and Al's
Jingle All the Way.
It's TV commercials, or commercials anyway.
Yeah, and we should mention that's very fitting. Hello, Hales. Welcome
Hi.
Back.
Hi, hello.
Because Hayley was part of the news team that basically turned the newsroom here at Hot 91 into Santa's workshop this week.
Yeah. Yes,
so that little
thank
taste
you.
Of Christmas there would have been very fitting for you.
It. I like the sound of it. It's not Bing Crosby, though, is it?
I don't know. I think that was.
I think that might have been old Blue Eye. That might have been Frank Sinatra, I think, that version
I don't think it was it? Well, Albie, you should know. Who was it? Alfie's like you.
Now it's time for Nugget and Al.
Let's have a listen.
That sounds like the chairman of the board for
Frank
sure.
Frank Sinatra, I reckon.
Yeah. We're going to ask Simon who produced it. We're going to ask Burks.
It might be him.
It could be Burks. He's got a beautiful
voice. Wow, amazing voice.
We digress further.
What were we talking about?
What is the scoreline?
48-35.
Do you know what, though? I've got to say, I'm actually happy that we lost last night.
Oh, yeah,
you know why?
That was going to be bad for you.
Because Hayley, little Hayley, is the most vocal in the newsroom when I get it wrong. Okay. I'll come in the next day and she'll be like, oh, you got it wrong again. You're not representing the news team. She whinges so much. And then she lost last night.
So she was a little quiet today,
yeah,
was she?
Yeah, she did. She said, I won't whinge about you again.
I think I actually put a request in. Could maybe you send Naomi or somebody in, or maybe Courtney or Alana, someone who could possibly, you
be
know,
some sort
give
of competition.
Me some sort of opposition would be nice.
That's fine. Oh, you know what? Resilience, as the SAS show teaches you, is just getting back up. Keep going. This will go on forever.
Thanks, Candace.
So it's commercials today. First cab off the rank is for you, Har. We'll start off with an easy one.
Snappy Tom.
Snappy Tom.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
Is Snappy Tom even a thing?
Yeah, Snappy Tom. It's still
is
around.
It still around?
I'm sure it is. I had it for lunch the other day.
Are you sure?
I just thought it was normal tuna in our office. That was gross.
No, I had the anchovy, I think it was.
All right.
Okay, Nug, this is an easy one for you.
Banana boat.
I sing that just for kicks now.
Because the original song was Hanamana, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it from the Muppet Show?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's right, it was too.
It's sunscreen, isn't it? Banana boat.
Banana boat, yeah, sunscreen.
We're not getting any applause today for our efforts. Hayley didn't get any applause.
No,
they were easy. You don't need applause for those.
You know how needy we are.
It's Friday. I don't want to be clicking buttons all over the place. Just leave me alone.
We're going up a step harder now. This is your number two, Hayley.
Okay.
You ought to be. You ought to be congratulated.
What was that product? You ought to be.
Ready to steal.
Congratulated.
You
ought,
I know,
he's
but
pounce.
I sang the song.
He's like a ninja.
Doesn't that count that I sang the song? You ought
that's
to
good.
Be
you
know
the jingle. Mate. That's on Monday.
You know the jingle, but
no.
What is the product?
Where that file in my brain can't access. Click, 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 click. It's not working. I don't know what it is.
Nuggets?
I'm going to attempt to steal here and say Meadow Lea Margarine.
Oh, Meadow Lea.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you a round of applause for that.
Half point for me because I sang the song.
How's you just grubbing for points?
I don't think he'll get this one anyway, Hal. This is yours, Nug, your number two.
Yep.
First they pick it and they peel it and they put it in packs. There's no sugar added because we like it like that.
And I can tell you, I'll give you a hint because it is a bit of a harder one. It was done by the Awesome Foursome.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think it's Golden Valley Fruit.
Albie! Albie, don't give me
the clues! The first thing that popped into my head was James Tompkins from the Awesome Foursome.
Didn't their heads go around the screen?
Yeah, it was a very bizarre.
They did about three or four different versions of that one. But,
Golden Valley, like fruit in like syrup and whatever.
Yeah. Different
those
songs.
Little packs, yeah.
All right, Albie, keep your mouth shut next time.
Oh, that's another smacking.
Oh, let me see now.
Wow.
Oh, look, this is starting to get silly. 51 to 36 at the
You say starting to get silly. I think that was about 3 weeks ago.
15 the moment where it gets silly.
How many ahead? When you change it to double, you're in triple digits.
How far ahead do I have to be for Hales to start claiming that the whole thing's fraudulent?
All right, why don't we put an O on every one of my points? And then...
So what? So you get 0-1?
No, like if I get 1 point, you could... Oh, sorry, behind. 0, then I get...
This is embarrassing. It's just embarrassing.
10. 10 points for everyone. And I think I could beat you.
I'm open to the idea of you bringing the entire newsroom in.
Collective effort.
As a collective. Okay. And you can muddle together and see how you go.
It's on Monday.
I'm prepared to do that next week.
Okay, let's do it next week.
All right.
This is getting boring.
All the powers of the newsroom.
Does that mean if she brings in 4 people and they get it right, they get 4 points?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
She gets a quarter of a point.
No. Albie said it first. He's the judge.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, Hale.
Bye.